Hello, this is Pete Beck III with thirdpeter.com. Welcome to today's podcast, which is part of my Meditations in the Gospel of John series. Today's message is entitled, Has Jesus Called You? Jesus personally calls every disciple, just as he called Philip. John 1:43 says, the next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, come, follow me. New Living Translation. In his letter to the church in Rome, Paul wrote these encouraging words found in Romans 8:29 through 30. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. New Living Translation. Christianity is not a religion devised by men as a way to reach God. It is a relationship initiated by God who came looking for us. God knows each of us by name and has personally called us to belong to his family. I recently attended a funeral of a dear friend at which a song was played that touched the hearts of many there. The chorus was repeated over and over again. God is watching us from a distance. It seemed to bring comfort to those present, probably because it's nice to consider that God cares, but its theology was poor. If God is watching us from a distance, it is because we don't know him. God is not distant. He is very much present in the lives of those he called. One of the most recurrent phrases in the Bible is God's telling us, I am with you. One of the titles given to our Lord by the angel who appeared to Mary was Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew 1:23. But God is not with everyone. He remains at a distance from those who do not acknowledge him. He does not know them in a saving way at all. Jesus uttered these sobering words about the last judgment when he will separate those who know him from those who do not. Matthew 7:23 records these words of our Lord where he said, but I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. New Living Translation. How do we move from the not known into the group with whom God dwells and knows by name? We must be called by God and then respond to that call. Those who respond prove that they are among the chosen. Jesus said that many are called, but few are chosen. Many hear the gospel message, but few respond by asking Jesus to be their Lord and Savior. Have you heard the Lord calling you to become his follower? Or are you content to know him from a distance, which amounts to not knowing him at all? You may wish to pray this prayer. Jesus, I want to be among those who know you and are known by you. I feel the tug of the Holy Spirit upon my heart, so I come to you now, asking you to come into my life and reveal yourself to me. Open the eyes of my heart that I might see you for who you truly are. I want to be your follower. I want to hear you call my name just as Philip did. Forgive my sins and send your Holy Spirit to live inside of me. Thank you that you said that you will never turn away anyone who comes to you. Amen. So I close with this quote from John 6:37 from the New English Translation. Jesus said, Everyone whom the Father gives me will come to me. And the one who comes to me, I will never send away. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.